Brahman should be chanted there as it is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. I'll give you the background. Once, he was in Vrindavan.
Prabhupada, not Vrindavan, it was in Kumbh Mela, Allahabad. During Guru Puja, we were having Prabhupada's Guru Puja, Prabhupada was there, and we were having the Guru Puja, and there must have been about 300 devotees. A roaring kirtan was going on. The devotee was leading the kirtan was very enthusiastically leading. Then at one point, he started to sing Bhaja Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. See, like those days we used to chant Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Panchatattva Mahamantra we used to sing with Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So I think he got it from that, like he added the Bhaja to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra also. And Prabhupada just stopped the kirtan. And in a moment it was a pin drop silence. And Prabhupada was roaring, where did you learn this Bhaja Hare Krishna? And then afterwards Prabhupada mentioned that Hare Krishna Mahamantra should be just chanted just as it is. And nothing should be added, nothing should be subtracted.
You know, when I'm singing, I'm not adding or subtracting anything, it's just syllables, I'm doing it in threes instead of twos.
No, but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, so I do Hare Krishna, Hare, and Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Then you can, but it's Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh I see, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember you were showing up to the Chinese singing in the tune.
Yes.
Who sang it? South Korean?
Yeah.
South Korean maybe sang it in the manner.
The word is the same. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm sorry. to me it sounded like another one Krishna was added to that.
I couldn't say it.
Okay, I get it. Like, instead of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
yeah.
You're saying Hare Krishna, Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Hare Rama Rama. Okay, yeah. No, then you're okay. I was mistaken.
When the first time I actually thought there's something going on there. I couldn't see it. What part was the big function in the middle?
And actually from then onwards devotees even dropped the bhaja in Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And nowadays sometimes some devotees saying not bhaja but bolo hari Krishna. And anyway, whenever I hear that, I remind them. And anyway, you're bona fide. do you get chance to sing in your now that you are staying in the university? Hostel.
Yeah.
You don't get a chance.
Only if I go to the Cornish temple,
anyway.
The devotees know that I can sing, so they're asking to.
There's a temple there?
Which
Coventry. Oh, yes, yeah. Coventry.
So when I go,
how far is Coventry temple from you?
Well, last day, because I was living in Leamington Spa, it took about 40 minutes.
Oh.
But next year I'm living back on campus, so it'll be 20 minutes, and there's a devotees who will drive up every Sunday to collect people to go to the temple.
Very good.
Easier.
And at home you sing every day?
Yeah.
Very good. Avnish has become very expert in playing Vedanga. And what does Vinay play? Katra? He also plays Vedanga. Very good.
After
the Kapha Master. That's also an art. Yeah, Kirtan. Actually, it's nice that Kirtan is becoming more and more popular. But unfortunate thing is that somewhere the popularity is through some non-ISKCON groups. And as a result of that, the real purpose of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is being, if not lost, that is being, at least is being compromised. So we should emphasize, that's why I was asking, why not introduce it in your campus? Get your friends together in the evening, get together and chant. And if anybody asks anything, you can say that if you can make your rap music, we can make our music too. So, yeah, and I'm very happy to be there. You have, so let it be, I want to hear some other devotees singing. Who is singing? Swarna? Looks like everyone is looking at me.
I've said that we only get Krishna bent to some get them, we don't get it through the chanting japa.
Oh, I see.
And
again, you see, what is the meaning of Sankirtan? Sankirtan has two connotations. One is collective chanting or singing, and the other is spreading the glory of Krishna, which is, singing is meant for spreading the glory of Krishna. But that spreading the glory of Krishna can get a greater dimension through preaching, like using every possible means and every possible object for glorifying Krishna. So yes, ultimately it is. Maybe I'll elaborate on that today. Let's, after Swami sings, then we can speak on that topic.